Welcome to the Get Up Power Hour. Bam! Your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a starfish in a sea of clams, baby. Get ready, strap in, don't feed the animals. This is the fastest hour of radio, and we are going to be ripping into it today. Ladies and gentlemen, every Thursday, right here on 1520 WCHE, you get me, you get the Get Up Army for one solid hour, where we are the self-proclaimed, undisputed, greatest radio program in all of the Philadelphia marketplace. When you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, self-help, personal growth, boom, bam, stop here. We are the only show where we are filling you up one time for your mind, baby, and we do it every single Thursday, 1 p.m. And you can listen, look, let's talk. You can listen right here on 1520. Right, 1520 right on your dial, listen live on radio. You can live stream it from 1520 WCHE, and you obviously can live stream it from markhayford.com. Mark with a C, baby, and I'm so happy that we are here together. I got a lot to say. I'm coming, first of all, I got an attitude today, an attitude. And look, man, here's the thing. Everybody has an opinion, and so do I. In my opinion, is that I don't care about their opinions out there, okay? I do my own thing, and I got to talk about what happened with my own thing in the past 24 hours regarding Veterans Day. Big salute to all the veterans out there, baby. Oh, man, and you know what? It really got me, just my juices flowing yesterday, and it, you know what it's going to make for? It's going to make for some great radio today. I'm going to tell you what, I'm not intending to hurt feelings. As a matter of fact, I realize I'm preaching to the choir. Because if you're listening, you are part of the Get Up Army, and your full bird colonel right here salutes you, soldier. Absolutely. You've just been drafted. Congrats. Hey, I'll tell you what. Before we get into this, and I go on my tirade, and you're going to see why, let's get into the pleasantries of the show. First of all, I am your host, Mark Hayford, Mark with a C, and I want to connect with you. If you're on social media, so am I. So I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter. No, I have not yet tried Parler, and my intent is not to. However, I don't know. We're going to see. Never say never, baby. So connect with me out there. It's Mark with a C, Mark Hayford, all your social media, Facebook, Insta, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter, what? Yes, TikTok, what? Now, hey, you got your phone. It's right there in your hand, right? Right next to you. No, I'm not a creeper. It's just our habits, right? So go out to markhayford.com, M-A-R-C-H-A-Y-F-O-R-D.com, because there are three number one books out there. They all went number one in the top of Amazon in the self-help category. You got Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. You got 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life, which is a thought of the day type of book. You also have Light Up the Darkness, which went number one this past summer, not just in self-help, not just in neuro-linguistic programming. It also went number one in sports psychology. So it covers lots of bases. And, man, I'll tell you what, this is what this radio show does. This program pulls from that whole platform. And that's what we do every single week, man. Every week. It's one time for your mind, like, right? Hey, nobody else is doing it out there. It's kind of sad. Kind of sad, but you know what? If we got to blaze the path, if we got to be the ones to make the trail, if we need to be the trail blazers, then so be it. This will be the show where we're going to pick up spirits, say what needs to be said, lift up people. This show is so you can get your feet out of the floor and start taking steps, so you can start dreaming again, so you can capture a dream, so you can smash a goal, so you can set a new one, so you can start dreaming again. That's what we do. And I'm too hype right now, and I'm like so extra, and I'm not even trying to apologize about it. Go check out the Get Up podcast. I know you love podcasts, okay? Yes. So the Get Up podcast is out there. Right now it's on SoundCloud. However, when SoundCloud's an app, or you can go to soundcloud.com. Listen, there's over 300 podcasts, over 300 of them. So you can go listen. You can binge listen. You can binge listen. How great is that? And they're organic. One could be 5 minutes long. One could be 12 minutes long. They're not timed. They're not. We just go with it. We go with whatever the thought of the day is based on that second book, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. You pick them all up on markhafer.com, grab it on amazon.com, right? Yeah, you know it. But, yo, the Get Up podcast is just like this radio show. No flash. We take out the trash. Too hype, but it's all hope, right? And that's what it's about. And that's what we serve up. And there's over 300, like I said. And pretty soon we'll be bringing up the Get Up podcast, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, where all the other platforms are that you like to listen to your podcast. So put that one in your pipe and smoke it. Yes, do it. Go out there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fans of the Get Up Power Hour and listeners of 1520 WCHE, there is a huge announcement coming for this radio show. But again, my hands are tied and I cannot tell you, my lips are sealed at this time. Like I said, the week before and the week after and the last week, once I know that I'm unleashed and I can tell you guys what the heck this big bombastic announcement is, it's going to blow your mind, because it blew my mind, and I'm very hype and excited about it. So it's coming up soon. It's going to be something that is unprecedented. It's a dream come true for me, and that's all I'm going to say right now. But it is coming. It is coming, absolutely. And here is something else that's coming. We talked about the three books that I put out in the past 2 years, all hit number one on Amazon. Most recently, like I just said, Light Up the Darkness. Well, this is about to happen. Light Up the Darkness, like Get Up, is about to drop on Audible. So if you like to listen to audiobooks, Light Up the Darkness is on fire, and it's coming. It's coming out on Audible. Not there yet. They got to go through the whole process, and they got to check all the boxes and make sure that everything is up to the standard of Audible, and then, bam, they drop it. So I don't even have the release date. I'm hoping by Thanksgiving, but we'll talk about that. When it comes out, keep it on your radar. In the meantime, go out to audible.com, and you can listen to Get Up, encouraging you to attack life. Who doesn't want that? I want that. Yo, and guess what? Guess what? This one tickles me. It makes me chuckle. And I'm not a chuckler, okay? But I found out last week, and we just announced, that Light Up the Darkness is going to be cataloged. Going to be cataloged in the Chester County Library System out here in Pennsylvania. That's pretty sweet, man. That's pretty sweet. I was in the library a week ago. Oh, I got to return a book. Hope I don't get late fees. But I was in the library about a week ago, and I found Get Up, and it was right there, sandwiched between Darren Hardy, who is the creator of Success Magazine, and he wrote The Compound Effect and The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster. Yo, I'm on the same shelf with Darren Hardy and Napoleon Hill. Thinking Rich, I'm like, yeah, baby, I'll take that. That's exciting. That is exciting. And Light Up the Darkness is going to be joining them soon. So get ready, people, because we got a lot of things dropping here. We are on the right track, and we're moving forward. So let's move forward. This show's about positivity. It's about mindset. All right, and it's about lifting people up and not doing it by stepping on others to get higher. It's about digging deep, man. It's about using those gifts, those talents, those blessings, the opportunities that you have, and playing all out with it. Because too many people don't, and play too slow. And what are you going to wait for? When you're 90 years old, so you're sitting in a diaper in some home somewhere, staring at the wall, drooling on yourself, and you're filled with regret because you didn't do what you could do now? Right now, you are the youngest, strongest, smartest, brightest that you're ever going to be. Now's the time. Now's the time to start making your success. Well, you know what? This next hour is going to be some tough talk. I'm going to say some things that need to be said. Before we go there, I got to do it. I got to give the shout outs. Got to give some shout outs, all right? First of all, to all the veterans out there, to everybody that served in whatever branch, whether you are current active duty military or you are someone who has served and protected the rights and freedoms of this country, salute you. Thank you. Thank you for your service. You know the saying, all gave some and some gave all. Veterans Day was yesterday, very special day. One I hold close to my heart. My father was a Vietnam veteran. My wife's father was a Vietnam veteran. My brother-in-law is a veteran. Veterans Day. That was yesterday. So thank you, veterans. Oh, and by the way, the tirade that I'm about to drop in the next minute or so is regarding veterans and Veterans Day. Oh, yeah. Coming. Now, some more shout-outs. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Steve Sr., baby. Steve Graves. Play around golf. They're in Ardmore. They're in Malvern. Right now the weather's changing and it's getting crummy outside. And if you're a golfer and you want to play golf, yo, I know that, what is it, the Masters is on this weekend. People are hype about that. Yo, it's Steve's birthday. Steve's the owner. So if you go into either Play Around Golf and you see Steve, go wish that man a happy birthday. Give him a big hug. Come, you're hugging him from the Get Up Power Hour. I know Steve's listening now. And you know what? This is a little sobering, right? Because we were just locked at home trying to make French toast, wondering how much toilet paper we have. And this year's almost over. And this year is almost so over. There's 6 weeks until Christmas. 6 weeks. Crazy, right? So here's some ideas for little stocking stuffers and some little things you can do. Go get some of those gift cards. Gift cards to Play Around Golf. People can play. It's fun. They do parties, do all kinds of stuff. And do that all winter long. How about another advertiser of the station, another friend of the show from Rocky's Hot Sauce? You've heard these commercials, guys. I am telling you, we go through the bottles of Rocky's Hot Sauce in my house all the time. Amazing gifts. Stuff some freaking stockings. Do that. And obviously, you want to go to MarkHafer.com and get Up 365 and Light Up the Darkness. Yeah, stuff with some best-selling books. That's what I'm talking about. Woo! Let's get into this. Yo, Einstein said it. Great spirits have always received and encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. Okay? So what I'm about to go into here is definitely going to be a little combative. Right? It might ruffle some feathers, might make some people a little bit uncomfortable and a little bit angry. And I don't care because it needs to be said. And this is what I'm talking about. You know, I'm a veteran. Something that I like to do on Veterans Day. And let me be clear before I start getting emails and you're DMing me and all this other stuff, because you heard what you wanted to hear and you didn't hear what I'm saying. Okay? Love our veterans. Appreciate our veterans. Take care of our veterans. Now, there's places that do many amazing things for veterans on Veterans Day. And there's places that do so many great things for veterans all throughout the year as well. And then there's people, places, that do things for veterans, I believe, for their own personal gain. And it's not to, it's basically going to be where, it's not something where it's to really give back to the veterans and because we really honor and thank our veterans. It's because it's a freaking marketing ploy. And it's about to get ugly on the Get Up Power Hour because this veteran is annoyed. Now, let me just be clear. I do not need a free meal, but I do appreciate it that as a veteran, places offer that and or discounts on Veterans Day for myself. I don't need a free meal, and I know lots of veterans who also do not need a free meal. But there are veterans who are homeless, and they could use a free meal right now, not even just on Veterans Day. And here's the thing, friends. As I sit back and I look at the landscape, you get to really see people through not just what they say, but through their actions, right? Through the actions. So let me tell you about some people that are the real deal for veterans, and maybe some that maybe are not. So first of all, something that I like to do as a tradition, I'm starting to state, because I think it's so dope that they wind up putting the effort to do this, and I will take my wife, and we will go out, and I will go somewhere that honors veterans and get a free meal on Veterans Day. Now, again, don't need one, but appreciate that some places for this, and I think it's awesome. And I'm going to tell you who does. And I didn't even go there yesterday, but they do this every single year, and they put such a tremendous body of work around this. Now, this may be a type of place that you want to go eat at, and this may not be a type of place that you want to be caught dead in or somewhere in between. It doesn't matter. The sentiment, Applebee's always blows it up on Veterans Day, always. It was 3-4 years ago, just for lunch. We just happened to go somewhere. Didn't even know they were doing anything at Applebee's. Walked in. They had the whole place decorated. They had pictures of veterans from all different eras of generations. They decked the place out. They had awards hanging up. They were greeting you at the door if you were a veteran, saying, "Happy Veterans Day. Enjoy your meal on us." My wife tells the story and gets emotional about it because they really meant it. So, hey, I didn't go there yesterday or in the past couple years, actually, but thank you, Applebee's, for being the real deal and taking care of the veteran on Veterans Day. That's nice. You know who else takes care of veterans? In the Downingtown, Pennsylvania area, which is located in Chester County, the Downingtown Country Club. So this is what they do for veterans. And I was actually going to take advantage of this yesterday, where they give free golf. Golf is not cheap. This is not a cheap sport. And I like to play it, but I don't put all the time into playing it, and B, I suck at it because I've only started playing in the past couple years, but I enjoy it, and I enjoy the concept and the strategy. And yes, for even the non-golfers that want to roll their eyes, you're talking to a head football coach and a former professional WWE wrestling referee. The athleticism required to play golf. So, you know, I think it's amazing that the Downingtown Country Club offers free golf to veterans. Like, that's a four-hour, that's your day. You go there, you play golf, and then probably you go eat or get a drink or something. So, now it poured. I mean, it was so bad yesterday. It was disgusting, actually. But the sentiment that the Downingtown Country Club actually offers that for veterans is phenomenal. I freaking five Downingtown Country Club. Thank you for honoring veterans and for being authentic with it. Because you could throw a little discount in, or you could like just do nothing and just take the money. No, no. They open the doors. Hey, come on in. Play for free. Free. My wife and I did go for breakfast at a little place also in Chester County area. In a weird little corner, so I don't know if it's considered Exton or if it's considered Downingtown or if it's considered Lionville or if it's considered Guthriesville, but it's the Green Street Grill. Now, they didn't do big free meals, but they gave 25% off your entire check. How nice is that? You know what? We're going to give you 25% off, not just for the veteran, for the whole party that comes in. That's different. That adds up. So my wife and I did, we were doing some errands and stuff. We did stop in there for breakfast, 25% off the whole check. Thank you. And I forget the guy's name. I think his name's, it's a local owned place, the Green Street Grill. I think his name is Kerry, the guy that owns it. He owns two of them. I think there's one in Westchester, maybe. Somebody text me. And there's the one right there in the Downingtown area. So thank you, Green Street Grill, for being conscientious enough to do something nice for veterans on Veterans Day. Now comes the rant part. Because not everybody's for real with this. Matter of fact, some people just straight up don't even care. So I love, you know, and listen, for real, thank you for all my friends that said nice things and post on social media. I think that's really cool, and I appreciate that. Especially on through Instagram and through Facebook, Snapchat, a lot of people, hey, happy Veterans Day, thank you for your service and all that, thank you for thanking me. Now, in saying that, look, and again, I'm speaking on behalf of all veterans. I'm making this clear. If you're just tuning into this program, I don't need a free meal. I'm not trying to find handouts left and right, but I do appreciate the people that actually appreciate veterans and put effort into it, because there are veterans who do. Got it? You just came late to the party. And again, I know I'm preaching to the choir, okay? Because, look, it's a lot of – if you're listening to this program, you probably don't suck. No. One time for your mind. Oh, here come the text. Back to the Green Street Grill. Kerry Greco is the owner of the Green Street Grill and the Market Street in Downingtown and Westchester. So it looks like Market Street's in Westchester, Green Street's in Downingtown. Thank you, Green Street. Thank you, Market Street. Thank you, Kerry Greco, just like Applebee's, just like the Downingtown Country Club, for taking care of the veterans. Okay. So I went online because I was, my wife and I, we have a couple friends, and I won't say their names because I don't know if they want me to or not, but we had dinner together yesterday. We were going to go out to dinner. And he's a veteran, my buddy Brian. He is a former Marine. I used to make the mistakes. Yeah, I was Air Force. And listen, if you didn't serve, you don't have the right to. But if you did serve, we all kind of bust each other's shoes a little bit, you know, like people from the Air Force call it that aren't in the Air Force, say it's Chair Force, right? It's like the Army gets on the Navy, Navy gets on the Marines, Marine gets, you know, it's all like, it's all good fun, right? Same soil when you come down to it. We protect the same country. And I used to say ex-Marine. Well, that's incorrect language. It's not, you don't say ex-Marine, because once a Marine, you're always a Marine. So he's a former Marine, right? So he and his wife, myself, my wife Christina, we were going to go out to eat for dinner. So I wanted to find a place, a nice place that had dinner. And started looking around at certain places. And you would be stunned, because I was. And then it actually became a little bit of a quest. And as I sat there going, Googling and picking up the phone and calling, how many places have no craps to give? Zero, zilch, none about veterans. Now, I could go down the list and tell you who they are and put them on blast right now. But I'm not going to do that. I'll give the, that's not what this show's about. I'll give the praise to the people that deserve it. This show is all about lifting people up, but it's also about talking the truth. And I'm doing some tough talk, real talk, truth, saying what needs to be said right now. So for the people out there that don't, and it was a lot of this. It was a lot of this. It was ring, 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 ring. Hello, you know, whatever restaurant. Hi. I wanted to see if you guys are doing anything special for the veterans on Veterans Day, as I'm calling on Veterans Day. Listen, customer service sucks nowadays. We know this, and I'm going to get into that and even to another level in a minute. But I'm going to tell you something. So many people were like, I don't know. Hold on. You know, and they're asking. They sound like the teacher from the Charlie Brown cartoon. No, sorry, we don't. Like, just like oblivious to the fact that, hey, you're talking to a veteran. I could be a very severely disabled veteran that had body limbs hanging off in another country, and I'm lucky I'm still here to be alive. You won't give me a free bowl of soup? Or how about this one? Hi, do you guys do anything for veterans on Veterans Day? No, unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. How about why not? How about something? How about anything? Again, don't need the free handout, but kind of pissed off for the people who do. Or not even for the ones who do. In addition to the ones who do, how about for just out of respect? Because the reason you're able to have your business open is for the people that put their ass on the line. Am I spitting? Am I sweating? Am I angry? You bet. How about this one? Oh, I'm so close. I'm not, okay? I'm not going to do it. I'm so close. I'm not going to save the restaurant. It was this. And I know I was talking to a manager because it's local in Chester County. And the person answers the phone, you know, hey, so-and-so's, you know, whatever. And I said, hi, are you doing anything for the veterans on Veterans Day? I don't think so. But then there's this pause. And I'm waiting. Wait, is that it? You don't think so? Like, what do you mean you don't think so? Like, are you going to go find out? Or are you going to take a wild guess? Or are we just both going to sit here and stare at the other phone to play the game to see who talks next? So you don't know? No, I don't think so. Holy crap, lady. You're not even going to go check? Like, that's the apex of lazy. I'm stunned that you actually went into your job today. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I called another place. And I said, do you guys do anything for veterans on Veterans Day? And this is where I'm going to put the asterisk here, where I say I call BS. Because it's not to honor veterans. It's a marketing ploy. I'll explain. Do you do anything for veterans? Yes, we do. On Veterans Day, we give $15 off. Wow, that's very nice. And then you go to the website. The salads are $20. And everything else on the menu is so jacked up in price. You're trying to get me to go in there. Oh, cool, $15 off. Yeah, it's great. And I bring a family member or some friends. You make hundreds of dollars, and I got a free bowl of soup. Now, before you go, oh, that's ungrateful. No, it's not. I call BS. There's a difference between actually caring and taking care of the veterans and having your heart in the right place for the people that served, built, protected this country, and so you can exercise your freedoms and grow your businesses and do those things versus the people who are just trying to make money off of it. Makes me angry. About a month ago, I had a guest on here. My guest was new president of the Principals Association of Pennsylvania, John Ross. John Ross is the principal of Lionville Middle School. You know what he's done for years? I'll tell you what he's done. He has a parking space right in the front. Now, there's a huge parking space to the left for students and teachers and parents. And there's another parking space around the side. But in the front, there's a very small parking space. It's for the front office people. It's for the teachers. If you're lucky enough to get a spot there, people that are in day to day. And he has a dedicated spot. This reserved parking, military and veteran. Actually, it says military. And as a veteran, he allows me to park there when I'm there. Now, if I can take up another spot, I will. They don't have veterans there every day. But he has a parking spot there because sometimes they do, and he has respect for them. How about this one? Do you know who always, not Veterans Day, not Thanksgiving Day, not April Fool's, not 4th of July, not when people quit their New Year's resolution, not Christmas Eve, every single day, home? No. Not Home Depot. Lowe's. Lowe's has 10% off for veterans every single day. 10% off. 10%. So if I need something where I need to go and it's either going to be Lowe's or Home Depot, well, I'm going to Lowe's for a couple of reasons. One, I'm saving money. Two, they're the real deal. Because three, you know what they have in their parking lot? Reserved parking right in the front, military and veterans right there. Thank you, Lowe's, for being authentic and taking care of the veterans, not just Veterans Day because you're trying to make a buck every day because you mean it. You lose money taking care of the veterans, and this veteran appreciates it. Chick-fil-A every single day, depending on the Chick-fil-A, 25% off for veterans. 25% off. There's a Wendy's and there is a Chick-fil-A right in Lyonville. I'm going to call it right now. I'm doing it. And I know I'm up against the break, and I don't care about the text messages. I'm doing it right now. There's a Chick-fil-A and there's a Wendy's. You go to that Chick-fil-A, they say, my pleasure, and they give 25% off veterans. And the line is wrapped around the building, out of the parking lot, into the street every single day. Across the street is a Wendy's. Hey, do you guys do anything for veterans on Veterans Day? Unfortunately not, says the kid over the headset. Or I don't think so. Another's not sure, too lazy to go check. You know what the Wendy's parking lot looks like? Ghost town. See, your heart and head has to be in the right place if you're going to be authentic. And to wrap up this moment of the Get Up Power Hour, where I'm just spewing the truth, tough talk that you need to hear, on who's for real and who's not, taking care of the people that took care of us. Lemoncello's in Lyonville. Chester Springs, right on the border there. I called up Lemoncello's and said, do you guys do anything for veterans? And the lady said, you know what? Hold on one second. Went off, came on, and said, we give free meals for veterans, free entrees. Come on in. Where do you think my wife and I went with my friend Brian and his wife last night? We ate, we laughed, we connected. Great environment. We told stories. And you're not getting a patty melt at Lemoncello's. I'm talking fine cuisine. And they said, you know what? We appreciate what you did. Thank you for your service. As they're throwing complimentary portions of the menu at us on top of that when we're there. Thank you, Lemon Freaking Cellos in Chester Spring. You guys rock. I am so over. I got to take a break. I'm losing my mind one time. Yo, we're going to be back in just a minute. We got to pay some bills here at the radio station, baby. We're just getting hot. Coming back with some more tough talks for the whole back end of the show. This is 1520 WCHE, the Get Up Power Hour, and it's your boy, Mark Hayford. Like a veggie dog draped in bacon, baby. It's the Get Up Power Hour, and it's your boy, Mark Hayford. Hey, every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m., we swing for the fences here. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we do. Full bird colonel here of the Get Up Army, and you are in the Get Up Army. Thank you for spending your Thursday afternoons with me. This is the fastest hour of radio. Can't believe the show's on the back end already. Hey, this is the self-proclaimed undisputed greatest radio program in all of the Philadelphia marketplace when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, self-help, personal growth, and I just went on a freaking tirade, and I am not even playing with that. Hey, yeah, listen, this show's supposed to be positive and uplifting, but also standing up for those who sometimes can't stand up for themselves, being the voice for maybe the voiceless, and I have a platform, so I'm going to say what needs to be said. Take care of our veterans. Appreciate our veterans. Thank you, veterans. Thank you. And now I want to look. What I want to do now is I'm just going to keep it real. This is the tough talk version of this show. I didn't come on here to give you puppies, rainbows, and rub your belly and make sure you feel good. We're putting on the big boys' pants and panties today. I'm telling you, listen, friends, I am over the lazy mindset. You know, there's a lot of people that you encounter every day that have a lazy mindset. They are not winners. They aren't trying to win. And by you listening to this show, you're proving that you are. And I want to prove to you how you can win today, because it's heavy. It can be heavy. This year has been a crazy year. It's not been the norm, obviously. I'm going to tell you, it's one of these. There's an ingredient. There's an ingredient that every winner has. And I'm going to get into this. And just so you know, you absolutely can win. I don't care if it's 20 freaking 20 or 2050 or 50-50. It doesn't matter what the year is. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. But I'm going to tell you right now, it is easier for you to win. Win what? Win whatever it is that you're trying to do, your goals to achieve, especially if that achievement is dependent on competing with others. And I'm going to tell you why. Because people are lazy today. See, there's an ingredient that you have to be a winner. Okay? And the start is what makes most people stop. There's going to be people that will stop before they even get started. So what I'm talking about, friends, in order for you to win, is to be a self-starter. To be the person that's going to take the first step, to take initiative, to set the pace. Winners don't sit back. Winners aren't waiting for someone else to call the shot. I didn't say be a ball hog. I'm saying they're setting the pace. And while everybody else is moaning, groaning, complaining, brainwashing their own subconscious minds to actually believe that 2020 is the demise of society and their success, you can let them go do that, but you don't do that. This pandemic, and yes, I acknowledge there is a global pandemic. Okay? So again, we're on the same page. Sometimes people hear what they want to hear. Yes, there's a pandemic. Yes, we've gone sideways this year. Yes, we've had to call an audible and do things in different ways we haven't done before. But let's be brutally honest here. I said, tough talk. This pandemic has enabled a lot of people to become lazy. 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 I go to places. Look. When I see a restaurant and it says closing at 9 p.m. due to COVID-19, wait, what? What do you mean close at 9 p.m. due to COVID-19? Why close at 9 p.m.? Like, do I have a better chance of getting that Rona when it's dark? Like, what are you talking about? Why open at all? Or why not just stay open till 11 like you'd normally stay open? And make 2 more hours of revenue and give 2 more hours worth of jobs for people or serve people for 2 more hours. I don't know. You know, I got a hole in my freaking wall. There's a hole in the wall. I'm not the most handy of people. Matter of fact, think of the person that is the most least handy person you know in the planet and multiply that by a lot. That's me. Okay. So, you know, I'm looking for a contractor. As you're listening to the Get Up Power Hour, do you know how many people have not returned my call that are contractors that were recommended and referred, but people are out of work and people are looking for jobs? I think 2020, and we got to be careful. We got to self-examine to make sure that we're not slipping into this. And I know it's hard, especially 6 months ago when you don't know what day it is or why wake up at all or you can't go anywhere and there's lots of uncertainty. I get it. Snap out. Let's stand up. Let's step up. We're battle tested. We are bigger and stronger than that, friend. Don't fall into the lazy category. Don't just have the cover your own rear end mindset. Don't allow yourself to be tricked into not stepping into your greatness because of what the calendar says or what's going on in your television set or your news. self-starting, being a self-starter is the number one ingredient that you have to have. I mean, there's lots of ingredients if you want to be successful, but a top ingredient is being a self-starter. Have to. No ifs, ands, or buts. You're not sitting around waiting, making it happen. It is imperative that you understand it. It's one of the most important attributes you need to have in your arsenal if you're looking to be successful in any format. I'm talking, this is critical. And here's the good news. If you're hearing this and you're like, oh, I don't know, man. Look, you can train yourself to be a self-starter, and then 50% of the battle is won. You can train yourself. And listen, I got to be clear on this, okay? I'm not referring to some, like, cheerleader, rah-rah, fake hype encouragement that's going to just dissipate as soon as, like, the first, you know, speed bump comes around. This isn't about just psyching yourself up for the moment. This is about navigating yourself through this noisy, crazy world that's littered with constant distractions that range from, like, heavy responsibilities to every self-indulgent creature comfort that's out there. And being able to withstand all of that and still have the discipline and focus to show up on purpose. Being on purpose is critical, and it's a dying art, especially as the world gets busier and faster. Oof. I mean, again, it's this mentality. Hi, do you guys do anything for veterans? I don't think so. Bro. You don't think so. You're going to find out? Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about here? And you have to be able to look, if you're gonna step into your greatness, and that's what this show encourages you to do, to light up the darkness, to attack life, to get up, then you gotta play to win. Bill Gates had a great quote. The jury's out on Bill Gates. A lot of people have different opinions, but you can't deny how successful he is. And a quote that Bill Gates has is, success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose. Look, you're going to get knocked down. You're going to get punched in the face. You just are. Like, let's call it what it is. And this is where I did a whole thing a couple weeks ago, and I feel like I need to do it again on this article that's going around about fake positivity. And I'm not about fake positivity. I'm about when positivity is real, it's powerful. So I'm not trying to pump some fake positivity and rah-rah stuff. Like, listen, you want to be successful, you gotta pay to play. Like, it's going to be ugly at times, right? I remember when I first came to the realization of this. I was a little kid, right? This is a true story. I'll forget this. I was playing Little League. I played baseball from the time that I didn't have, you know, all of my teeth in my head as a kid up until I graduated high school. Baseball is fun. Ironically, I don't watch baseball nowadays. It's just, I don't know, too many other things happening in the planet. But I never really watched baseball, but I really enjoyed playing baseball. And I played all different positions, never pitched, never played first base, but primarily outfielder where there's constant movement. You know, you gotta hustle to get that ball, right? Played third base, the hot corner, that thing's coming right at your head. And in my high school years, I got to be the catcher. I got to be the catcher. Like, I was fortunate enough to be the catcher. I loved it. You're involved in every play. That little white ball's beaming at your head 100 miles an hour, but you're in the game every play. Loved it. But when I was a little kid, I must have been like 8 or 9, right? We had a Friday night game under the light. This was a very anticipated game. And, you know, Little League, how you have all the local businesses will sponsor, and you got to wear their business, like Demchak's Florist. You know, it's on your back. I think the team was Variety Drug. It's crazy for an 8-year-old kid to have drugs on his shirt running around, right? But it's for a drug store. And we had like variety drug that year when I was on that. Like we were a hot mess express, right? It was fun. You get to see your friends. You have the snacks after the game. But we had like the worst records in the league. Okay, and this was in my little hometown, Wallington, New Jersey. Jersey! Woo! I tell about this. It's in the audiobook of Get Up, and I wrote about this, actually, in Get Up, encouraging you to attack life. And I remember being in the outfield, Friday night, under the lights, big anticipated game, and we were playing the Wallington Lanes. The Lanes were, the bowling, the Wallington Bowling Lanes sponsored a team. And I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know if it was like Daddy Ball to the Apex. I don't know if they rigged it, but they had like every great team, every great kid. Like it was the A team, no doubt. And these kids were like just blazing a path and tearing through the Wallington Little League scene, right? Anybody goes up against them, they're getting skull thumped. And we are the worst team at this time, right? So this had like massacre written all over it from the beginning, right? It got out of hand quick. It was so ridiculous. So, you know, the scoreboard, I remember this, standing in the outfield. It read visitor 35 and home 3. Now, I don't have to tell you what, you know, we weren't a visitor, okay? We were home. 35-3. No, that's not a bad Monday Night Football score. That was Little League Baseball when I was 8 years old. What a freaking circus. And I remember just standing out there and just kids running around the bases and parents losing interest in the stands. You know, they were, parents even kind of stopped watching. It turned more into like a social event versus a competitive baseball game to cheer on the kids. I couldn't blame them. We didn't give them anything to cheer about. And this was not in the we don't keep score era to protect feelings. I had some feelings. And the feelings that I had, they weren't bruised. They were boiling. I was so angry. I was embarrassed. I was mad, but I wasn't broken. You know, I don't remember what the final score was. It was seriously like close to 40. And we finally ended the game somehow. It was embarrassing. It was disrespectful. I didn't like it. But I learned something on that day. And it was one of the greatest gifts that I could have received as a kid. If I learned that I don't like to lose, I do not like to lose. Now, I didn't say that I was a sore loser. I said, I don't like to lose. Who does? Do you like to lose? If you say, yes, I like to lose, well, either you're lying or you're a loser. So, nobody likes to lose. But I got a great appreciation for despising loss that night. Now, everybody loses now and again, and it's life. And you don't have to like it. In fact, you should not like it. And you know, again, I'm just going to say, I really don't even remember the score there. I don't remember what it was. But to the 9-year-old me, that was the worst part. It was shameful. And that night, battle scars grew in my mind. And it was the unforeseen beauty. Because today, you know what? I don't need therapy from that experience. I wasn't coddled and rocked to sleep post-game. Like, it was basically this. We played like garbage. We got crushed. And that's that. There was no 12-run rule. We're stopping the game. And there's not one out here in this jungle that we call life. Okay, now here comes the debate. And to me, there really isn't one. I'm not the participation trophy guy. I'm absolutely not the don't keep score guy either. I'm a head football coach. Those kids don't get trophies at the end of the season. You know what they get? They get a handwritten card from me, giving them either praise or advice and a thank you for coming out and for giving all that they had, no matter what that looks like. You know, today, let's say 10 of us go in for a job interview. There's one position available. 9 of us are going home. That's it. 9 are going home. Should we offer cupcakes and hey, congrats on your 7th place ranking for the position certificate? Should we have separate participation trophies for the other 9 that have to go find employment somewhere else? Would that make them feel better? Is that ridiculous? It is? Yes, it is. There's too many people today that are either, look, it goes one way or the other. Too many are either groomed to be protected and self-entitled and all this, or too many people that lean the other way that are doomed right out of the gates because they don't believe they have a chance to win. And guys, I'm telling you, it's all wrong. You can win today. Some people never really get to realize what an impact that they can make. But you got to go hard. Michael Jordan said, I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed. Winners are not unscathed. They're not the ones with the clean jersey. They're not the one with the perfect track record. They got scars. They're muddy. They're dirty. They've been in it. They'll roll up their sleeves. They'll be the first ones to step into the fire and get it going. I want you to believe that if you start putting in the effort, I mean really putting in the effort, that you can absolutely make a difference for yourself. You can seize that dream. You can smash that goal. But you got to go hard. You got to be willing to get knocked down, and then you have to get up. And you have to seek the opportunity in this. Have you ever noticed that some people are in the position that they are for a reason? I'm talking both good and bad. Because the hungry, the ambitious, the successful, they all seek opportunity. You've got to seek the opportunity if you want to win. That's what I'm talking about when it's being positive. It's not fake positivity, like, yay, it's going to be great, yay, and it's not. It's about being positive to know that you will positively find a way. Find a way, eyes wide open, consistently. Winners don't have their heads in the sand. They're paying attention. 9 out of 10 times, it's by capitalizing on their opportunities, and they parlay them into more opportunities. And then there's a lot of people that are going to be skeptical. Yeah, they'll be skeptical. And they say it like it's some type of an award that they receive. They're like borderline proud of it. Well, an old adage that states skepticism will keep you broke. And that's true. I've seen it firsthand. I've witnessed individuals that have just bypassed incredible opportunities where some of these people needed an opportunity, let alone an incredible one. So many times I've seen that door open, close, the opportunity is gone, and that person who was offered it is still in the same place as they were before they were offered the opportunity from the beginning. There's a lot of people out there, guys, who aren't willing to go for it. I don't know if it's fear. I don't know if it's ignorance. I don't know if it's laziness, which I, again, go back to, I believe it's a big one today, like the 47 contractors who won't call me back, even his call back. I don't know if it's scarcity mindset. I don't know if it's too finicky, too particular, no focus, or skepticism, or any other reason. Same story. Successful people say yes. Successful people look for the opportunities. Don't take it from me. I mean, hey, I'm just the general of the Get Up Army here. And the Get Up, actually, what I say? Full bird colonel. Yeah, I just gave myself a raise. There you go. Some people, like the icons, say yes. Warren Buffett, billionaire investor. In 2017, this guy was recognized as the second wealthiest person in the world. Yeah, him. His advice? Opportunities come infrequently. When it rains gold, put out the bucket, not the thimble. How about billionaire, as in with a B? Sir Richard Branson. He's the guy who founded Virgin Group. They control more than, 400 companies. Virgin Records, Virgin Airlines, Virgin everything. He had thoughts on this. He said, quote, if someone offers you an amazing opportunity and you're not sure that you can do it, watch this. Then learn how to do it later. Guys, there's opportunity all around. I don't care what the year. I don't care what's happening around you. You've got to lean into the positive. Too many people are not playing all out, and this is not time for you to be one of those people. It's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to stand up. It's time for you to roll your sleeves up and get ready to do whatever it takes. And if you're willing to do that, I guarantee you have at least half of the competition out of your way, because most will not. As always, every week as we wrap this program, I got your back. I cheer you on. This is not lip service. This is exactly how I try to live day to day, and I want to encourage you to. I appreciate you spending your time with me every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. trying to make this place better, trying to wrong the rights, trying to lift others up. You're special, and you're put here for a reason, and your future is bright, but you gotta seize it. You gotta make the difference. Now, I got a piece out of here so I can make a difference in other areas of my life, but we're going to be back next week. And next week, wait till you hear the guest that we have. So you got to tune in for that. I want you guys to stay safe. Take care of each other. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. This is 1520 WCHE. You've been listening to the Get Up Power Hour, and I am always in your corner, Mark Hayford.